Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. And you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I want to talk about some of the behavior, some of the activity of the Fed. If you know who they are, the Fed is one of the entities charged with helping the U.S. economy avoid a full financial collapse back in 2008, and I guess you could, and actually 2009. The U.S. Central Bank, it's called the Federal Reserve Board, also known as the Fed, right? Founded in 1913. Well, the Fed has many monetary tools, as we've come to know. In fact, in the last 10 years, we've learned about that they have a lot more tools than we ever thought that they had. They got a lot of tools to infuse liquidity into a weak economy. And this is one of the things that the Fed can do. They can actually increase the liquidity in the marketplace. One of the ways they do that is they buy securities with money that it creates, literally out of thin air. Have you heard the term, the government can print money, all they got to do is just print more money? They literally, because we're not on the gold standard anymore, they can literally print money out of thin air. So when the 2008 financial collapse happened, the Fed initiated a plan it called quantitative easing. QE has been the acronym or the moniker for that. QE for quantitative easing. And when they did that, they bought hundreds of billions of dollars of securities from banks and other financial institutions. And most experts consider this step, that early step, the first quantitative easing, most experts consider that to have limited the depth of the crisis. So even though the crisis was bad, hopefully the Fed's behavior, their activity, kind of helped things out a little bit. Probably did. When the economic recovery remained tepid, though, more than a year and a after the end of the Great Recession, I mean, this is in 2010, the Fed launched QE2, and they started buying billions more of various securities. And of course, who sells securities, right? Wall Street. They bought them from different Wall Street entities. So all this money, billions of dollars, went straight to Wall Street. And even though 2 years since then, a still languishing economy seems to be to demonstrate, definitely to me, it demonstrates that liquidity is no longer our problem. The Fed recently announced yet another round of accommodation, and they called it, you guessed it, QE3, quantitative easing 3. So we wanted to know what small business owners thought about the recent Fed step and the QE3 step. So on our recent online poll, and many of you took this poll, what do you think about the Fed's third round of liquidity infusion, or QE3? And here's what you said. 2% of our sample said this is good economic policy. 11% admitted that they didn't understand it. The big number, the big group, 86%, reported that they thought this move was not good economic policy. So why are so many small business owners so anti-QE? Well, maybe it's because you and I aren't feeling the love from the Fed. And I think that's it. Because if you remember, when the Fed buys securities, that money doesn't go to Main Street. It goes to Wall Street. And since the 2009 Dow Jones indexes, since right after the collapse, the Dow Jones has gone up 1,000 points a year, and the NASDAQ has doubled. Now, think about that. If you look around, it's amazing, isn't it? Think about this. The economy is barely staying above recession levels. Right now, it's limping along at barely above 1 percentage point annual gross, GDP, right? Annual growth in the GDP. So, and we've got massive unemployment. Small business owners are not all doing great. Most small business owners are hanging in there. According to my surveys, only about 20% are really doing great. The rest are either doing badly or are just hanging in there. So, but in the middle of all that, including Europe, right? Europe's having a tough time. And we know that many publicly traded American companies do 60% of their revenue, their business, in foreign markets. China is also down. Why in the world would the U.S. stock market be up at these levels? Well, I think it's because of all the liquidity that the Fed has been pushing out there. You know, as you and I continue to languish barely above recession levels, contributing to weak small business loan demand. See, when you and I aren't doing very well, we're not borrowing money for banks. And that's our only connection, pretty much our only connection to the quantitative easing. The banks have access to the QE, right? If you and I aren't borrowing money, which, by the way, the banks do have more money to lend. Now, the regulations are tighter, but they do have more money to lend. But if you and I aren't borrowing money, then we don't have access to all this QE. Also, many economists believe that hyperinflation will eventually result from all of this, these by now trillions of dollars of quantitative easing. And by the way, the Fed's QE3 plan is an indefinite period. They're going to pump $30, $40, $50 billion of liquidity into the economy every month, I think. I believe it's every month, indefinitely. They've just said they're going to start writing checks, right? They're going to start printing money. Well, eventually, all those chickens are going to come home to roost. And many people believe that it's going to create inflation. And when it does, the inflation is going to hurt you and me, because unlike Wall Street, small businesses don't operate with buy-sell limits or hedging strategies that allow us to make money regardless of which direction the market is going. We're planted in the ground on Main Street. And that's the reason why I think the small businesses need Fed policies. And apparently you feel that way too, based on your survey results. Small businesses need Fed policies that grow the economy, not just the stock market. Small businesses need more MC, more customers, not more QE. So 20 after, I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.